Good afternoon, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, it's time for another commentary, and this one's entitled The Dream, dated the 16th day of September of the year 2017. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. Wow, does this sound like today's world? I mean, the news of late shout out these exact things. Blood moons just a year ago. The sun was darkened on August 21st of this year. Record-setting solar flares. Raging fires across the planet. Earthquakes, wars and rumors. Famine and drought. Apocalyptic hurricanes and typhoons. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Now, as for the prophecy of the visions and dreams, it was back in 2003 when this old man, which is me, had a dream. This took place during an approximate 12-month stretch of time when I received several dreams and promptings from the Lord. Now, this particular one I'm about to share with you fits into this prophecy perfectly. All the time I received this dream, I should say at the time, I somehow knew it wasn't quite yet the time to share it. As time passed, however, it became clearer and clearer to me its full meaning and that its time of revelation was nearing. Now, in 2014, I did mention it in a commentary, but even then, I still felt in my heart that the time for its completion was still a bit down the road. But not now. It is time. And just a quick note here. I know many folks today, including a large number of Christians, put absolutely no stock into this vision and dreams thing. I used to be one of them, but not anymore. Just this one dream alone has totally changed my entire outlook on this subject. Now, each of you will have to make up your own minds, of course. Okay, enough rambling. Here's a dream. I'm lying on my back in an open field, looking up at the sky when I'm prompted to look off to my left. Then I see a very large storm on the horizon. It was very dark in color and had what appeared to be a funnel cloud in the center. I immediately got up, turned to my right, and saw an old building, a barn of sorts, and I ran to it. And once inside, I looked for a place to take shelter, but I soon realized that there was nothing in this place that could provide that. So I went back outside, again looking off to my left, and the storm was much closer than before. In fact, it was so much larger and darker and angrier. But what was really different was that it was full of raging fire. So again, I fled, but this time down a path that led into a neighborhood of sorts. And as I looked down the streets, I saw a school bus and homes, but nothing out of the ordinary, all of which appeared normal. And then it ended. It doesn't take a genius to see that this is exactly what is taking place all around us today. The prophesied end-time storm is obviously building into a raging worldwide conflagration before our eyes. Now just look at the first half of September of this year alone. It's proof. And then the old building that couldn't provide adequate protection? It is now quite obvious to me that it most likely represents today's human institutions, which would also include the churches, of which none will protect people from this end-time storm predicted by the Bible. And then, of course, the neighborhood of normalcy, representing how most people accept all things that is going on as just the way it is, and that all things will continue to go on as they always have. This was prophesied in Matthew 24, verses 37, 38, and 39 in the days of Noah. And then the flood came and took them all away. Now, whether or not this is the exact time for all these things to come to a crashing conclusion, only God alone knows for sure. But what we do know for sure is that Jesus prophesy in Matthew 24, verses 6, 7, and 8 is taking place right before our eyes. And I will quote that right now. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. End quote. Now, there's absolutely no question the birth pains are getting stronger and more frequent by the moment, which simply means his return is more and more imminent. The only protection from these increasingly violent natural and societal events is faith in Jesus Christ alone. That is the only shelter or bunker one needs to ultimately survive this final onslaught of evil and pestilence. Okay, I know some of you are saying, here he goes again, but you have to admit things are a bit crazy right now. Now, even the secular press is using headlines like apocalyptic and biblical as terms to describe the current worldwide mayhem. One said this even, the world has gone nuts. It has and will continue to accelerate into more and more chaos. Sadly, most don't have a clue as to why, because there are so few out there these days that know much about Bible prophecy. In fact, over 90% of the churches have stopped teaching it entirely because it is too controversial. Wow. Believe me when I say this, the leaders will pay a heavy price for this. To not prepare the flock about what is coming is borderline blasphemy. Okay, I need to stop because I'm descending into a judgmental mode of which only God has the right. So I'll sign off for now. As always, know that I will be praying for each of you for strength and endurance as we move ever closer, and please pray for me as well. And always hang on to this. I am the child of a king who is not moved by this world, for my God is with me and goes before me. I do not fear because I am his. He is coming soon. Hallelujah. And until next time, this is Red.